On Sunday, August 4th, 2 days after our return, and the fourth anniversary of the outbreak of the war, a memorial service was held in the hut where only a week before we had held our flotilla concert. The same evening, signals were received from Admiral Sir David Beatty, Commander-in-Chief Grand Fleet, and from Admiral Sir Roslyn Weems, First Sea Lord. They read as follows. From C&C Grand Fleet to Captain D, 20. Deeply regret to hear of disaster which has befallen gallant ships under your command. Please convey my sympathy to all. From Admiralty, First Sea Lord to Captain D, 20. I regret very much the misfortune that has fallen on your flotilla, and trust the wounded men are doing well. The work which your flotilla has carried out during the last 6 months has been perfect and of great assistance, and I fully realize the risks which have been taken in order to perform this work. That this is the first loss incurred during this long period of dangerous and difficult work is a testimony to the excellent seamanship and navigation displayed. And in the daily papers, a few mornings after the event, the public read a bold announcement as they cracked their breakfast eggs. The Secretary of the Admiralty announces that on August the 2nd, two of His Majesty's torpedo boat destroyers were sunk by enemy mines, with the loss of 5 officers and 92 ratings. All next of kin have been informed. And so the incident closed.